Kyle Idleman is a name that some of you might not recognize. He's actually the pulpit minister for a mega church outside of Louisville called Southeast Christian Church. I know we have some members here who've maybe visited there a time or two. Maybe you even have a relative who might attend there, or maybe you've just heard of it since it is a fairly large church. A couple of years ago, maybe a little bit over a year ago, I came across a very popular book that this young man wrote with the title, Not a Fan. I don't know if you are in the habit of reading Christian books or not. I know some of you are. Some of you may not be into that. So maybe you've never heard of that book. But if you are looking for a book to challenge you in your Christian walk, to maybe take your Christian walk up a notch or two or three, then I highly recommend Not a Fan by Kyle Idleman. But if you are comfortable in your walk, if you're content kind of just to come to church and hang out here on Sunday morning for an hour or so and then kind of go do your thing, I don't know that you're going to enjoy Not a Fan, because it challenges Christians in their comfortableness. And it challenges us to take our walk and our commitment to Christ up a notch or two. So if you don't want to be challenged, you might not want to check into this book. But if you're looking for something that might speak to your heart about maybe needing to ratchet it up a notch or two, then that might be a good read for you. Anyway, at the outset of his book, he asks a question, and this is the basic gist of the book, as I understand it. Are you a fan or a follower of Jesus? Folks, that is a great question. In fact, I don't know if there is a better question that the majority of those of us gathered right here this morning could ask. Now, there are other important questions, but as far as a gathering of so-called disciples of Christ, which is what most of us are this morning, most of us, if not all of us, gathered in this assembly today, if someone were to ask you, are you a Christian? Most of us would say yes. And so for this particular gathering of people, there may not be a better or more important question that we could ask of ourselves than this. Am I a fan or am I a follower of Jesus? Now, could I get you to put aside whatever competing thoughts are in your mind this morning? Maybe you're already asking yourself the question, where are we going to go for lunch? Or maybe you've got a test later this week that you're already worried about. Or maybe you've got a trip planned later this week or sometime later this fall, and you're already envisioning where you're going to go and what you're going to do. Could I get you for just a moment to table whatever else is competing for your attention, for your mind, for your spirit this morning, and get you to think about this question? Are you a fan or a follower of Jesus? Now, it may be as you sit here and think about that, you're wondering in your mind, I'm not exactly sure what the difference between the two might be. Maybe you're saying to yourself, well, I like Jesus, So I guess I'm a fan of Jesus. But maybe you're thinking, but by the way you've framed your question, you seem to be suggesting that being a follower of Jesus is better than being a fan of Jesus, so I'm not exactly sure what the difference between the two might be. Well, if you've wondered that, let me try to answer that question. What is a fan, and how is it different from being a follower? Well, one of the ways we might define a fan is a fan is an enthusiastic admirer. And most of us are fans in some sense of the word. Many of us are sports fans, right? For example, Shirley Martin is a fan, an enthusiastic admirer of the Pittsburgh Pirates. She's actually the only fan I know of the Pittsburgh Pirates. But nevertheless, oh, there's another one here today. Okay. She is an enthusiastic admirer of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Our youngest daughter, Katie, is dating a young man named Jordan Powell sitting next to her. Jordan is from Marshall County. We like him a lot in spite of that. He's a good young man. We've enjoyed getting to know him. Some of you may know him if you're from Marshall County. But I have one problem with Jordan. And it's not that he's from Marshall County. We've become kind of fond of Marshall County. Our son teaches math at Marshall County High School, so we kind of enjoyed getting to appreciate Marshall County folks. But the problem I've got with this young man is he is an enthusiastic admirer of Duke basketball. Now, for those of you who don't know this about me, I bleed blue. And not Carolina blue, but UK blue. Amen. All right. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. And I remember, and I will never forget as long as I live, where I was, where I watched it, when Christian Laettner hit that jump shot from the top of the key to send the Unforgettables home in the East Final that year, and end, this will say whether you're a true UK fan or not, and end the career of Kaywood Ledford. That was the last game that he called on the radio. I don't know where I went wrong with our youngest daughter. I'm not sure what I did wrong, but obviously, I did something wrong. All kidding aside, you get the point then, right? A fan is an enthusiastic admirer of a team. It could be of an individual. I don't follow any professional sports teams. I follow individuals. So I'm a Peyton Manning fan. I like Peyton. So now I root for the Broncos, not because I really care anything about the Denver Broncos, but because I like Peyton Manning as a person, as a player, and so I follow him. I'm a fan. Well, maybe you're a fan of a particular musician or group of musicians, or maybe you're a fan of an actor, or maybe you're a fan of a TV show like NCIS or something else that you may prefer to watch. A fan, then, is an enthusiastic admirer. Now, nothing wrong at all with being a fan. Nothing wrong at all of being a fan, even being a fan of Jesus. It's good. I appreciate people who like Jesus. Liking Jesus is good. Being a fan of Jesus is good. But here is something that we, as a group of people gathered here in this building, need to remember. Jesus did not come to build a fan base. Right? Jesus did not come to be liked. He did not come here so that people like us would like him. Jesus would not have had a Facebook page for the purpose of having people like him and recommend him to others. He wasn't interested in building a fan base. Jesus came to build a kingdom. And for that, he doesn't need enthusiastic admirers nearly as much as he needs serious followers, men and women, young men and young women, who in his own words are willing to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him. Jesus really didn't come to be liked. He came to be followed. And in Luke 9:23, he lays it out for us. And he says, if anyone would be my disciple, if anyone would follow me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever seeks to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. You see the difference? It's okay to be an enthusiastic admirer of Jesus as long as we remember this. That's really not what this is all about. Jesus didn't come to call enthusiastic admirers. He came to call people to join him in a new way of living, a kingdom life, where we're called upon to give up our selfish, worldly ways for a sacrificial, spiritual life in the kingdom. So, back to this question, are you a fan or a follower of Jesus? Are you an enthusiastic admirer or are you a serious follower? Well, even though we've kind of defined those two terms now, it may be that some are wondering, well, you know, I understand the difference between the two, but I'm not really sure which category I fit in. I'm not really sure whether I'm more a fan or a follower. Fair enough. So let's do something else. In his book, Eidelman suggests that every once in a while, it's important for us to have what he calls a DTR moment. Now, you may be wondering, what's a DTR moment? A DTR moment is a define the relationship moment. We all have these. If you've ever been in a dating relationship, when you've been dating someone for a period of time, you eventually reach a point in that relationship where you need to define the relationship. And so you do that by asking questions. What are we doing? Where are we going? Are we content just being friends? Are we content just hanging out? Are we okay doing what we're doing? Or do we want to take this to another level? Do we want to take this up a notch or two? Do we want to begin dating just exclusively? Or are we okay with what we're doing now? That's a define the relationship moment. Where are we going? What are we doing? What do we want in this relationship? Many of us have had that experience in relation to our work. Those who are in college will eventually need to have that experience in relation to a degree or a major or an area of pursuit. There comes a moment when every college student, right, has to say, what am I doing? Am I just having a good time? Or am I going to get a degree and graduate? And if so, what am I going to pursue What am I going to do? Am I going to be a teacher? Am I going to be a doctor? Am I going to be a lawyer? Am I going to be an engineer? Define the moment. Define the relationship. Let's apply that to our walk with Christ. Every once in a while, maybe we need to stop whatever else we're doing and define the moment. Define the relationship. What are we doing? Why are we here? Where are we going? And just as there are specific questions you might want to ask when you're trying to define the relationship with another person, and just as there are specific questions you might want to ask when you're trying to define the relationship you have with the job that you have or the education that you're pursuing, in our relationship with Christ, there are specific questions we can ask ourselves that will help us define the relationship. And in defining the relationship, we get information that helps us determine, am I a fan or am I a follower of Christ? So, what kind of questions might help us define the relationship we have with Christ? What kind of questions could we ask that might give us insight to this question? Am I closer to a fan or am I closer to a follower of Christ? One of the questions we might ask ourselves in answer of this question is, why am I a Christian? Why are you? Why am I a Christian? Am I a Christian because my parents were Christians? Is this just something I've kind of fallen into? Well, my grandparents were, my parents were, so I am. Am I a Christian because my friends were all Christians? Or am I a Christian because I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God and I want to follow Him, whether anybody else does or doesn't? Why are you a Christian? Why am I a Christian? Am I a Christian because it's easy? Here where we live, it's relatively easy to be a Christian. Not saying it is everywhere, but here, pretty easy to be a Christian. Pretty accepted. In fact, there are even some economic and some social advantages to being a Christian living in Murray, Kentucky. If you're a Christian, you're in the majority here. At least there's that sense. Whether that's exactly the case or not, I don't know, but that's kind of beside the point. I think we still feel like we're the majority here. We may not be, I don't know. But there's that sense, living in this community, that as a Christian, that's still kind of what we are. And so that makes it relatively easy to be that. And there's still places where it's an advantage to be a Christian. Is that why I'm a Christian? Because it's easy? Or because it somehow benefits me? Or am I a Christian because I believe with all my heart that Jesus died on the cross for me to forgive me and give me eternal life? And I want to live my life for Him. Why am I a Christian? Am I a Christian just in case it turns out hell is a real place, I won't go there? Or am I a Christian because I want to live my life in a way that honors and glorifies the Son of God? See, that's a question that gives us some, how we answer, how we honestly answer that question kind of pushes us in one direction or the other. Am I just a fan because it's just what I do? Or am I really serious about following Jesus? Another question that helps push in one direction or the other is, am I all in? In other words, have I bought into this? Am I buying into this? Am I seriously trying to follow Christ? Or am I comfortable just coming to a Christian church, listening to some guy preach, take communion, put a little something in the plate, greet the people I like when I leave, and then go do my own thing? Am I all in? Am I really embracing the call that Christ places upon me to pursue holiness and transformation by the Spirit? Or am I content just to be the way I am, because that's the way I've always been, and I don't really want to change? See how the answers to that question kind of push us in one direction or the other. Another one is, how is my relationship with Jesus? Do I even have one? Do I really even want one? Do I really want to know Him and follow Him? Or am I really content just to know a few things about Him, but really not all that interested in investing myself fully in developing a relationship with Him? Now, there are other questions we could add to that, but man, those are three powerful ones. Why am I a Christian? Am I all in? Have I really surrendered to His call? Or am I just kind of playing a game with it? Am I all in? And how is my relationship with Jesus? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being terrible and 10 being awesome, where would I fall on that scale? See, our answers to those defining the relationship moments kind of help push us toward one direction or the other. I'll go back to what I said a moment ago. As far as I'm concerned, for a group like this, I'm not sure you can come up with a better question than for us to ask, am I a fan or am I a follower of Jesus? So here's what we're going to do for the next few moments. I'm going to give you a chance to think about that. Now, I can't make you think about it. I don't have that kind of power. I don't have that kind of control. We're going to give you the opportunity to take just a few moments and let what the Spirit is saying in your heart with the words that I've presented, to let you think about, you know, am I? What am I? How would I describe myself? Am I more like a fan or am I more like a follower of Jesus? Again, I can't make you do that. You can choose to reflect on this question and really think about that and let the Spirit work, or you can choose to think about something else completely unrelated. Totally up to you how you use the next couple of moments. But I would hope that you would open your heart to the Spirit of God this morning and really think about this question. And that by the time we all leave here today, we'll be more fully committed to being a serious follower of Jesus maybe than we've ever been. And that we won't be content just to be an admirer of Jesus, but that we'll leave here with a desire burning in our hearts to be a true follower of Jesus. Am I a fan or am I a follower? Think about it. I don't know where you are this morning in your walk with Christ. I hope you have a walk with Christ. I hope there has been a point in your life where you confessed Jesus as your Lord and where you followed His example and were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and joined the story of God, took your place in God's story. I hope there's been that experience in your life where you've begun a walk with Christ. If not, we would invite you to begin that today so that you can be a part of God's ongoing story and be a follower of Jesus. But for most of us, the more likely case is that we've begun a walk with Christ, but maybe that walk never really developed the way that we would have liked for it to, or the way that the Lord would like for it to. And maybe you've been saying to yourself, you know, I really need to take this more seriously. I know that there are things in my life that are not in keeping with the call that the Lord has placed upon me and how He would want me to be living. And so maybe you realize that I'm more of a fan than I am a follower, and you've even been saying to yourself, I really need to do something. I really need to take my walk up a notch. I really need to get serious about this, but just so far that day just never seems to come. Maybe today needs to be that day where you begin to act more like a follower of Christ than a fan. Or maybe you've come to believe that being a fan is enough, that it's enough just to like Jesus and be for His team. But you've never really become an active participant on His team. You see, I would remind you, Jesus didn't come to call fans. He came to call followers. And so let's not settle for just being a fan. Let's not settle for just being a churchgoer. Let's embrace Jesus' call to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him. He wants to work in and through us to be a blessing to others. Let's give Him the opportunity to do that by becoming a follower, not just a fan. So, however we can help you today, we want to be helpful to one another as we seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and give you peace.